Good evening. My name is Tim Stevens. I'm a law partner of Davis & McCarthy in Allentown, Pennsylvania, 645 Hamilton Street in Allentown. I also was a former resident in the city of Bethlehem at 54 East Market Street for 15 years, and was a resident at the onset of the litigation that has been referenced to earlier. That was 5 years where Attorney Preston and I have been sparring with respect to the various zoning appeals starting in 2013. Yes, the zoning hearing board initially denied the variance that it went up to the Commonwealth Court. The Commonwealth affirmed, then another application, or two other applications. The third application was approved, went up to the Court of Common Pleas, was approved there, but then reversed on May 22 of 2018. So as far as what Attorney Preston referenced, as far as it being a proper use because there was permission given, no, right now it's an unlawful use, and that's why the enforcement was issued. Certainly, the Rich family, the partners at Quadrant, are wonderful people. They've done wonderful things to the property. However, they did it knowing that there was a zoning impediment that commercial office use was not allowed in that building. And we, the commission, looking forward, has to instill in this, in looking at this amendment, what may happen in the future for this commercial property. There's no guarantee that Quadrant will be there long term. There's no guarantee what's going to happen. And the problem here is that there is now a commercial office space that has now intruded into the neighborhood. One of the key things, and I have a number of exhibits that I want to hand out. The first is the Commonwealth Court opinion. So if there are any questions of the commission with respect to the procedural history and the findings of the Commonwealth Court are in there. And essentially they determine that may I approach.
Yes.
Just the decision that there was nothing that prevented this particular property from being used as a residential property. Significantly, this residential property, which is the second exhibit, photograph of it, for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, the stately residential property had been used as a residence for over 100 years.
Excuse me, as the petitioner, can I see what's being presented?
Here, Jim.
Just one question, point of order.
Mr. Preston, let's give him his time and then we'll act.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So the point of the Commonwealth Court, the most recent decision, finding the current use unlawful, is that there was nothing that prevented this particular residence from being used as a residence, had been done so for over 100 years. There was a further amendment proposed. The zoning map changed. That was withdrawn. The fifth attempt to try to import a commercial office use in this particular property is the petition that's before the board. The legal challenges, I don't have sufficient time to outline all of them. I'd ask perhaps for some indulgence because I'm speaking on behalf of five of my clients. The spot zoning argument, Mr. Preston was saying it does not alter the classification. It does alter the classification. We're taking a brand new use, an office, commercial office use, and putting it into a residential property. And it's doing so in one particular property that is serving this particular property owner. We've searched just the historic area. We cannot find another property that matches the criteria of this. So it is unique. It is unique to this particular property. What Ms. Heller said is the fact that it's uncertain what the impact that this particular amendment has. That burden is on the applicant, on Mr. Preston, but we have no idea what the long-term impact is. So I caution this commission for making a recommendation with so many uncertainties. The other legal challenges, petition to amend the corner store provision does not apply to the corner store. That was for corner office spaces, and This has nothing to do with corner office spaces, therefore there would be both a challenge on the face of it as well as a constitutional challenge, because it's quite clear that what unique characteristic is there with the property being a corner property? Why not the property in the middle of the block, Mr. Mangino's property, the other properties? There's constitutional violations here because of the disparate treatment of other properties that could qualify.
Hold your thoughts right there, Mr. Stevens. I will allow you, if you need to, return, but I'm going to follow with our protocol to what we follow to allow someone else to come up next at this time, just because there may be people here that have some other things to attend to. So,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
My name is Alan.